Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. A man by the name of Steve Cooper planned what he called Operation Flooded for January 4th, 2010. The plan was to get as many people as he could to join him in calling Glenn Beck's radio program to discuss the issue of Obama not being eligible to be president of the United States. And this plan of Operation Flooded was so successful that it has truly exposed the leader of the controlled opposition. Now, when I speak of controlled opposition, many people don't know what that is. Controlled opposition is someone who appears to be opposed to someone that he is actually protecting. That's what the controlled opposition does. The controlled opposition gives the appearance of being opposed to the person that they're actually protecting. And when it comes to controlled opposition, the leader of the controlled opposition, who has taken over that and supplanted all others, including Rush Limbaugh, as the leader of the controlled opposition, is a man by the name of Glenn Beck. Now, many people like Glenn Beck. He tells a lot of truth, but if he's going to be good as the controlled opposition leader, he must have a huge following, and he must tell a great deal of truth. But you have to understand that what he is doing is deflecting the attention of the people away from the vulnerable, important issue. The vulnerable issue, the important issue, the only issue that can slow this Luciferian global antichrist, global socialist New World Order down at all. And these guys are out to kill 93% of the people on this planet. The only area of real, genuine vulnerability is the fact that Obama is not even a U.S. citizen, most likely. He is probably a citizen of Indonesia, but it is absolutely impossible for him to meet the constitutional requirements to be president. And this conspiracy is big. It involves a lot of very big, high-profile people. It involves George Bush. It involves Hillary Clinton. You may recall on the campaign trail in the primaries, Hillary was obviously defeated. It was statistically impossible for her to get the nomination. Everybody was saying, Hillary, why don't you get out of the race so that the party can be united? And Hillary, I forget the actual answer she gave, but it was something to the effect that she's staying in because it might be an Arkansas for Obama. Well, she knew what the issues were. And you see, the Supreme Court is complicit in this fraud and conspiracy. The whole 2008 U.S. Senate and Congress is complicit in this fraud and conspiracy. And it's a proven conspiracy, and I'll go through these facts with you later. But it's important for you now to hear the guy that planned this Operation Flooded, talk about it with Pastor Manning, and I take a lot of heat for standing up for Pastor Manning, but I rejoice and count it a privilege to stand for this man of God, a faithful minister of the gospel. And you're going to hear him discuss this operation, exposing the leader, Glenn Beck, as the man singly most responsible for keeping Obama in the White House and out of the jailhouse. There are many who are complicit in this gigantic fraud and proven conspiracy. Many. And I'll give you the details of that. But first, hear from Steve Cooper, Pastor Manning, and some call-in callers on this issue. And then I'll give you a wrap-up of the essential things that everyone on this planet Earth today need to know about this issue of how impossible it is for Barack Hussein Obama to be president of the United States.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Pastor Manning. It's Steve Cooper, sir.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Good to talk to you today. Have you seen what Huffington Post has written about you? And have you read that article yet?
I saw they wrote an article about the flooded. I guess what they took the quotes that I wrote from.
Yeah,
your page.
They did. That's the article I'm talking about. The Operation Flooded.
Yeah, we made MSNBC, Rachel Maddow was, basically exploiting the fact that Beck was bashing us, And, you know, Dr. Alan Keyes also wrote an article on WorldNet Daily saying that, you know, Becht doesn't really know what he's talking about.
Well, you know, Becht acted like a little seven-year-old schoolboy with the clip that you posted up, and I'm going to play that a little bit later on today. I've got it scheduled to be played. You put it up on our website, and I'm sure you got it up every place else as well.
Yeah.
Where Becht essentially talks about, first of all, that we were attempting to just to get Berthas on a radio station. That was not what we were attempting to do, or you were attempting to do. We were attempting to do.
Right.
We just wanted to draw his attention of his dismissing the birth certificate issue as irrelevant and him going ahead and giving Obama a citizenship status. We just wanted to bring that to his attention. We weren't trying to get on radio stations around America. That's what we were trying to do.
Right. We all know from the beginning we were just going to target Becht. And again, we weren't doing it to annoy him or harass him. We were doing it to just, you know, let him know, hey, we're concerned about this and you should be talking about it. But instead, he smacked us right in the face.
He certainly did.
And betrayed us.
He certainly did. And then laughed the whole time. I mean, it was like, you know, how stupid are these Berthas, you know? It was like,
yeah.
it was a laugh fest. I mean, I'm insulted that and I can't imagine why he would handle it that way. He could handle it in a more civil manner, I would think.
I have a major announcement I want to make. First of all, I just wanted to say before I give the announcement, I have a feeling that the White House gave him a nice call that night and said, thank you for saving our butt today, you know, because, you know, many of his, there's still loyal people behind him that believe every word he says, and that's the problem. But I'll tell you, Pastor Manning, I'm getting emails, maybe every 50 emails are against Becht and three only support him. So he really came out looking bad after this.
His numbers are going to fall greatly, greatly.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset.
Because of Operation Flooded.
That's right. But now I want to announce, sir, we're going to have another Operation Flooded because this one was so successful. I didn't even post it yet. I wanted to call you right away and let you know. On January 20th. The 1 year anniversary of the Long Legged Mac Daddy's inauguration, we're going to have Operation Flooded to all stations, not just Becht, just to everyone. I'm going to start listing phone numbers where people can just call anybody that is a local radio host and that they like and bring up the topic saying, look, we just want an investigation. We're not looking, we're not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're not crazy. We just want an investigation. And that's really not asking much for the President of the United States to prove his eligibility.
January the 20th is going to be the date that the Operation Flooded Number 2 will take place, and this is to all radio stations. All right, well, I just clipped your voice. I just recorded that,
right.
And I'm going to start playing that first thing on Monday. But if you put together something as a clip that you want to post up on YouTube or post up on our website, some of your professional work that I can also run every day until the 20th of January. Please get it to me as soon as possible.
I will do that, Pastor Manning. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
God bless.
We're back with another Operation Flooded. January 20th. It was a great idea. And we had a lot of participation on this. It razzled Becht's feathers, got him all discombobulated. And I'm sure, as Steve just stated, the White House chimed in on this, probably gave Becht a call, told me a nice little boy, thank you for protecting me, covering our behinds here today. But Operation Flooded Number 2 is on the way January 20th, the day of the long-legged Mac Daddy's inaugural address. Have any other callers on the line? No other calls. All right. Okay. Very well. Well, we thank God for that call coming in. Now, listen. We're in the second hour of the Manning Report. We're headed toward the third hour, is that right? We're not too far away from the third hour of the Manning Report. Let me just play that segment. Do we have it ready? Of Steve Cooper's, he recorded Glenn Becht's. I'll take that call. Caller, hold on. Don't leave now, caller. Don't leave. He recorded Glenn Becht's comments after the flooded event was over with, and it is horrendous. I'm wondering why Fox News would allow the ethics or the professionalism of one of its, well, actually, it wasn't Fox News, this was his radio broadcast, but even a local radio station to allow someone to be so unprofessional and handling questions by a large number of people. I want to get this other clip on. Can we get this clip up? And I want you to listen to what this, how Glenn Beck responded to. It's going to be a little scratchy. It was a, it's a second grade recording. It's his radio recording. But let's listen to Glenn Beck laughing at a very serious issue as if we're a bunch of dunces out here. Roll the clip.
Today there is a concerted effort on all radio stations to get birthers on the air.
Now,
first of all,
start the clip over again. I need to just refute that right away. Steve Cooper, and you heard him, and you know that it was not his intent to just get birthers on the air. That was not his intent. That's an outright lie. And Glenn Beck knows it because he knows that we simply want him to discuss the issue. We're not trying to get on the air as if we're hungering for an interview or hungering for publicity. And that's what he's trying to paint it as, is that we are hungry for publicity. That it, and everybody knows that was not the case. Beck, you outright lied. All right, let's roll the clip. I'll start it all over again, and I'm not going to interrupt. I'll let it run all the way through this time.
Today there is a concerted effort on all radio stations to get birthers on the air. I have to tell you, are you working for the Barack Obama administration? I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. First of all, let's just play these out. If you're a birther, you believe that the president of the United States was born in, they think, Kenya, right? So he was
anywhere outside of here, I guess.
Anywhere outside of the United States. So they believe he was born in Kenya.
I think it was Malawi, Nicaragua.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
It could be.
All right. So you believe that he was born outside of the United States of America. And then somehow or another he became, and I saw this movie with Frank Sinatra. Oh, yeah, it's called The Manchurian Candidate. So somehow or another, maybe he was indoctrinated or whatever. And then he came over here and he ran and became president.
Well, he also, you got to remember that he preemptively planted his birth announcements in the Hawaii newspapers back when he was actually born.
His parents knew at the time that someday this man would become president.
That's what they want you to think.
Right.
So he preemptively put those birth announcements there.
Then hypnotized somehow Hillary Clinton to not find out any of this.
Well, not only hypnotized, but also
she's pretty,
I believe, is somehow or another in league with the people that have, you know, do you see Men in Black?
Yes.
You see the little flasher thing?
Right, yeah.
Got all of the investigators, and anyone will tell you, when the Clintons run for office, you can't get a PI in New York. Can't get one.
You can't, no, no way.
Seriously, because they're using all of them.
Right.
The Clintons can. You can't.
Right.
Because they use all of them. Somehow or another, the Clinton machine couldn't get their hands on this birther thing, or they did, and then for some reason didn't want to release it.
You know why? Maybe Hillary didn't want to be president.
Yeah,
maybe she wanted to be Secretary of State.
What
yes. Really bad.
If the Clintons were known for ambition, maybe you'd have something there.
Yes.
But,
if the Clintons, if the charges are from the right, that the Clintons kill people for the presidency.
Right.
I have a hard time getting my arms around how they're not.
She's secretly more powerful in the position she's in now.
That must be
because she's so low profile.
She's high profile.
Unlikely. You know what? Yeah. It is the case that global warming, the world is so hot,
it's
now cold.
Yeah. Yes.
You're right. Thank you for that, Pat.
So
okay.
She's so low profile. She's high profile.
So you have that on one side. The other side is he didn't preemptively plant a story as a newborn that maybe he was born in the United States of America.
And just to clarify, that would be two separate stories in two separate newspapers that he
well,
planted
of course,
as
he
an infant.
Just,
no, it would be ridiculous to plant one.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? When babies so do
why,
things.
Why do it at all?
Extremely well.
Extremely well. Okay. Well, it could have been his KGB control.
His controllers.
Yes. Okay. Don't know.
Who
don't know.
Taken control
don't
of him
know
from
when
Earth.
The Soviet yes. Union
Kenya,
started
JB,
to recruit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
some, could be at some point they
could be at birth in Kenya.
It could be. That's how you start.
If you're going for a future president of the United States,
you go
naturally,
to
you go to Kenya.
Of course you do.
You think, of course you do. Find a
okay, so anyway.
Kenyan.
Especially in the 60s. You're
yes.
Thinking, you're
okay,
thinking
right,
African-American.
Right.
You're thinking
in the 60s.
That's the likely candidate.
This
yes.
is the
that's
guy.
You're thinking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Well, they've got a roadmap. They're smart.
Foreseen
and
all
they,
of this.
They've thought all of these complaints and have already defeated them.
Okay, so...
They don't call
the
KGB
other idea,
for nothing. They're KGB.
The other idea is that he was born here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now,
come on.
Now.
What?
Wait,
how
no,
would think
on,
that?
Hold on. I know it's way out on a limb here. But
yeah.
As the guy who the media says is the king of conspiracy theories, all I do are forward conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Let me forward this conspiracy. He was born here because it seems a little unlikely that somebody planted the birth records. Okay, a little unlikely in the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you would say, well, then why doesn't he just produce? Good question. That one kept me up for minutes at a time. Minutes.
That long?
I spent. Yeah.
So you tossed and turned for literally minutes.
Well,
not whole minutes.
Not whole
parts
minutes.
Of different
parts
minutes.
Of minutes.
Parts of certain
I
minutes on different
that
nights.
One out.
All right. Glenn Beck is paid very well to do the job that he does. And I understand that talk radio is often best formatted as a morning zoo kind of a format. And people are entertained by that, and I appreciate that. That's been going on now for a good number of years since talk radio has been in vogue. But for him to handle a matter as sensitive as this in a morning zoo type of a format, I think it's a bit insulting to his audience, those who respect him and those who believe that Obama is a natural born citizen. And I think it's a disrespect for those who don't believe that Obama. I think to have handled this matter as morning zoo activity was wrong. And either it did so because he is nervous about its truth. And sometimes when people are caught on the spot, and they're guilty, they start grinning or they start telling jokes to deflect away from their guilt. And I'm not sure that's why he did it. I just think that it was poor professional decisions to do that. But I think most people listening to Beck recognizes that he's fresh out of rebuttals to this overwhelming question about Obama's legality as a U.S. citizen. He's just fresh out of rebuttals. And there's just nothing going to work right now. And so he tried to laugh it off. But that, too, will not work. I'm James David Manning. This is the Manning Report. We'll be back with the Manning Report shortly after these taxes are paid. I pray that everybody's safe and warm and all is well across America until God decides to bring us summer again. I'm looking forward to summer in the next couple of weeks. But at any rate, I got a call on the line, and then I got some announcements I want to make, and I got some issues I want to cover. But let me take this call right away. I don't want to keep the caller waiting. Hello, caller.
Pastor Manning, it's Mark from Connecticut. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Well, I mean, I want to tell you, it really burned me up when you're talking, when I heard Glenn Beck talking on your show just a little while ago. And, I mean, it was such a disregard, such a shoot down with what he was saying about, well, what you said with the birthers and whatnot.
Yeah, I would have thought that he would have handled it a little bit more respectful, first of all, of the gravity of the issue. This is a major issue, and millions of Americans are quite concerned about it. And if there has not been a conclusive statement to put this matter to rest finally, so there's a possibility our nation could be in grave peril. And for him to handle it like the morning zoo was just insulting and represented his disrespect for all matters and all people concerned, I thought.
Well, it scares me, because if that corruption is like that, and it sounded like he played right into the long-legged Mac Daddy's pocket there, and it's pretty scary, really.
I think so. I think so. And I think that, again, he handled it like the morning zoo, because he doesn't have any really structured rebuttals that he can present. Listen, Mark, I got another call coming in. This is my last hour here.
God bless you.
Thanks for calling, Mark.
In 2010, the new Oxford American Dictionary is adding the new word birther. The dictionary defines birther as a conspiracy theorist who challenges President Obama's birth certificate. That is certainly a very incomplete definition of this new word. But so far, it's the only dictionary that I could find that had the word. The earliest usage of the word that I have found is July of 2008. However, it is very widely understood and a very widely used word. A quick Google of the word birther showed over 3 million results. However, there's a very wide difference in how the word birther is used. It's clear the word was invented to scorn and to ridicule and to revile those who know what the U.S. Constitution says and why it's impossible for Barack Hussein Obama to meet the requirements of the U.S. Constitution to be president. And this is really very serious, because it means that it is not a little fraud and conspiracy. It is a very big one, perhaps the biggest in history. This is the biggest election fraud and conspiracy in history, hands down, involving not only Obama, but the entire Democratic National Committee, Nancy Pelosi in particular, also Hillary Clinton in particular, John McCain, just to name a few, not to mention the Supreme Court and both the House and Senate. Yeah, it's a big one. It is very big in terms of how many big people are involved in this colossal, greatest election fraud and conspiracy in history. And it's not just a conspiracy theory. This is the issue. It is not just a conspiracy theory, but it is a proven conspiracy, in fact, because of the documents that Nancy Pelosi signed. What has the mainstream media said, really, of substance regarding the impossibility of Barack Hussein Obama being constitutionally eligible to be president of the United States? They've said nothing. And what have they said about Obama's own admission? Obama admitted it himself. What has the media said about Obama's own admission that he was born a British citizen? Why did the DNC and Nancy Pelosi issue two different so-called official certification of nomination forms? 49 out of 50 states did not certify eligibility of Obama to be president of the United States. Yes, they issued two different so-called certification of nomination forms to the 50 states, 49 of the 50 of which did not certify eligibility of Obama. The only one that certified eligibility was the one state, Hawaii, requiring such certification. Why has the COLB on the internet, which I'm going to prove to you in just a minute, proves absolutely nothing regarding Obama's citizenship, why is that still presented by the mainstream media as the basis to mock and scorn and denigrate and ridicule people who know and dare to say the emperor has no clothes? Why is the proof of fraud and conspiracy hidden? Why is this being hidden, Obama's lack of basic qualifications for the office of the U.S. president, and the proof that Obama never was subjected to even the minimum examination of proof of eligibility? Why is that not newsworthy? Why is that not newsworthy? Why is it not news that it's impossible for Obama to meet the constitutional eligibility requirements to be president of the United States. Why is that not news? You haven't heard it on the news, have you? It's big news. You know it should be big news, and so do I. One thing that everyone should understand that seems impossible for Beck and O'Reilly and that whole clan to understand is that newspaper birth announcements are not placed by the parents phoning their local newspaper. I'm going to say that again because you need to understand this. Everybody needs to understand this, that newspaper birth announcements are not placed by parents phoning their local newspaper with the good news that they had a child. It is a very well-documented fact established by the two Hawaiian newspapers involved that the Obama newspaper birth announcement stemmed from the information automatically sent to the papers by Hawaii's Department of Health upon the state's issuance of a certification of live birth, COLB. The COLB posted online does not in any way prove Obama was born in Hawaii. The COLB is easily obtainable for children not born in Hawaii. The COLB, in fact, indicates that there's some sort of problem, like not being born in a Hawaii hospital where a birth certificate would have been issued. Obama's sister, now listen to this, Obama's sister, who was born in Indonesia, has a Hawaii COLB. Yes, Obama's sister, who was born in Indonesia, has a Hawaiian COLB. A birth certificate now, on the other hand, includes information such as the name of the birth hospital, the attending physician, and it's really the only document that can prove Obama was born in Hawaii. Obama has spent over $1 million so far to prevent the birth certificate released for the public or the press to see. The first thing he did as an executive order when he went into the White House was issue an executive order that is against the law to seal all presidential records. Another thing Glenn Beck and the others in the controlled opposition seem to find impossible to understand is that the citizenship of Obama's father is most relevant. The United Kingdom, that's Great Britain, England, these three countries, England, Kenya, and Indonesia, either have claim or at least at one time had claim over the allegiance of Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to say that again. Three countries, England, Kenya, and Indonesia, either have claim now or at least at some time in the past had claim over the allegiance of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama had Kenyan citizenship until 1982 by his own admission on his own Fight the Smears website. Now, listen to this. This is the startling admission that was published on Obama's own Fight the Smears website. Listen, these are his words. Quote, when Barack Obama Jr. was born on August 4, 1961 in Honolulu, Kenya was a British colony, still part of the United Kingdom's dwindling empire. As a Kenyan native, Barack Obama Sr. was a British subject whose citizenship status was governed by the British Nationality Act of 1948. That same act governed the status of Obama Sr.'s children. I'm adding a parenthesis here. Did you hear that? That same thing governed Obama Sr.'s children. That same statute, the British Nationality Act of 1948, governed the status of the citizenship of Barack Hussein Obama Jr. He was born a British citizen. That's the end of the parentheses back to the quotation of Obama's own words, admitting these facts. Since Senator Obama has neither renounced his U.S. citizenship nor sworn an oath of allegiance to Kenya, his Kenyan citizenship automatically expired. He was a Kenyan citizen. And that Kenyan citizenship automatically expired on August 4th, 1982. Those words in those quotes are Obama's own words. Why is it impossible for Glenn Beck or any well-known media personality to ask the right questions that could have Obama out of the White House and in the jailhouse with lots of high pocket company next week? Why? It's what you call the controlled opposition. They're not allowing everybody to be focused on the only issue that could slow these bunch of crooks who are out to kill 93% of the people on this planet. It's the only thing that could slow them down even a little bit. If Obama was a Kenyan, if Obama was a Kenyan citizen until his 21st birthday, as his own website concedes, how can anyone think Obama is a natural-born U.S. citizen? If Obama was a Kenyan citizen until his 21st birthday, I'm going to say it again. If Obama, by his own admission, was a Kenyan citizen until his 21st birthday, as his own website conceded, how can anyone think that Obama is a natural-born U.S. citizen? I learned a long time ago that when someone calls me a legalist, to just say thank you. And I hope all of you will just say thank you if someone calls you a birther. I say thank God for the birthers. Keep on standing for the truth, remembering what the Lord said in Matthew 5, 11, and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you. That means call you a birther. Yeah, the Lord says, blessed are you when they call you a birther, because they're reviling you when they do that. And the Lord says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Jesus is the truth. So I say, God bless the birthers who are reviled for standing for the truth. And I say, shame on you, Glenn Beck, for reviling them. Yes, shame on you, Glenn Beck, for reviling these courageous, honest people who want the truth out that you so effectively prevent from being ever heard. I tell you this, if anything ever established Glenn Beck as the man most responsible for keeping Obama and that fraud of Obama in the White House and out of the jailhouse, we see how it was exposed by Glenn Beck's Monday, January 4th, 2010 radio program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. What's the bottom line of all this? The king's coming. And when you see these things come to pass, look up. Have you ever read the KJV Holy Bible? Every single word in it, the way God said? Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Have you ever read it that way? Every word, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Have you ever read it straight through from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21? If that has not been done, that needs to be your highest priority. Because you need faith now. The just shall live by faith, and it's fast going to get to the point you're not going to be able to live any other way. The just shall live by his faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.